Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's Riders on the Radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Yodelay-you, every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Bixbender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks on Border Radio. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, saying welcome once again to Riders Radio Theater. Before we go any further in this, the 1,847th performance of our career, I'd like to take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you look into your radio this evening, stands the young gentleman who plays the string bass in our ranch, yeah, sings the melody in our trio, and he's the director of the Dallas Zoo's favorite funny man.
Yep.
He's Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's true. That's all true. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, really, Ranger, what a great accolade. Thank you, Ranger Doug.
To my right, that's your left, just past the glowing green dot of the center of your radio dial, stands His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers.
Thank you, man.
Woody, 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 Woody,
thank you. Thank you, y'all. Keep your seats. Please, keep your seats. Don't turn that dial, folks, because right now it's my privilege and honor to introduce the man that does most of the talking around our ranch. He's known to millions across our great, wide, and wonderful land from border to border and cheek to cheek as the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you. Time to saddle up and ride the airwaves, where there's a blue sky way out yonder.
There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder, and it's calling me home.
I'm tired of roaming around, mighty tired, mighty blue.
I've searched but I never have found any place like the home that I knew.
There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder, and it's calling me home.
Ride 'em, Ranger.
There's a blue sky way out yonder, and it's calling me home.
Yeah. This portion of Riders Radio Theater is brought to you by the Mammoth Vocational Training Schools. Profit in education is our only goal. Here's El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, what do Hollywood and hamburger have in common? Plenty. Let's eavesdrop for a moment on a power breakfast between two Hollywood moguls.
Otto, this is a colossal script. It would make a colossal Western movie. But all these cattle, have you checked the price of hamburger lately?
No, LP.
These beef prices have gone through the roof. If we use real cattle in these scenes, we'll have another Ishtar on our hands.
What if we use cattle impersonators?
Say, there's an idea. Get a hold of Central Casting and see what's available.
Yeah, LP.
Amazing, isn't it, friends? But what you've just witnessed is a typical scene in Tinseltown these days. In their hour of need, casting directors are crying for trained personnel who can step into the glamorous world of show business as well-paid, highly respected animal impersonators. Announcing... the Mammoth Vocational School for Doggy Training. We've swung open our corral gates and are now accepting applications. Are you man or woman enough for this opportunity? Of course you are. Mr. Milo Barlow and Mr. Garvin Swink were diesel school dropouts in Normal, Illinois when they heard my Vodogi cattle call.
Yeah, I heard that.
You got that right, all right.
In no time at all, they learned the three most closely guarded secrets of Hollywood animal impersonation. One, to apply your own makeup.
Yeah, I'll be the rear end this time, Garvin.
All right.
Two, the ever-popular lowing. See, no difficult lines to learn. And three, Vodogi experts will teach you the exotic techniques of milling. Always in high demand in Tinseltown.
Cattle left. Cattle right. That's a wrap.
No bum steers here. If you act now and enroll before beef prices rise again, we'll include the graduate course in. Are you ready for this? Stampeding! Not only will this esoteric knowledge increase your cattle call resume, but the vigorous exercise will literally add years to your life, and you'll be earning a handsome salary as well. Friends, what would you expect to pay for your personal one-way rocket to the top in Celluloid City? $1 million? Ha! A night at Ma Maison's for Bruce Willis, $500,000, chicken feed to Arnold Schwarzenegger, put away your pocket calculator. L. Philo Larry Mammoth is going to make you a top Hollywood doggy for the incredible low tuition rate of only $9.99. Yes, $9.99, you heard me right. For only $9.99, you can be a glamorous doggy on the fabled silvered screen. Still have doubts? Ha! Listen to these startling testimonials.
Oh, yeah. I have worked in four pictures now, and... it is real easy, and I have almost made all my money back.
Yeah, me too. Listen, hey, listen. I was in Young Guns and Animal House and Bull Durham. I was the bull, see? I like this a whole lot better than flushing injectors.
Hear that? It's your cattle call to riches. Don't delay. Order today and avoid the stampede. Here's how.
To enroll in the glamorous Mammoth Vocational School for Doggy Training for only $9.99. Have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and phone 1-900-VODOGI. That's 1-900-VODOGI. Hollywood operators are standing by. Remember, this is not a toll-free call. And now it's time for the Popular Writers Radio Theater feature, Letters to Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender. Say, Slim, who's our letter from today?
Well, let me look here, Ranger Doug. It's today's letter comes from, let's see here, Barbara Jean Moore in Annapolis, Maryland. She writes, Dear Ranger Doug, I love American youth. I am a big fan of Writers Radio Theater. It is my favorite radio show. Wow. I would like to make a request that you feature Woody Paul in a segment. He sure has a face for radio. Thank you, and so long, Saddle Pals. Sincerely, little Barbara Jean Moore.
Wow. Well, thanks for writing, Barbara Jean, and since we read your letter over the air, we'll be sending you an official Saddle Pals badge.
Worth $2 at Two Slim's Mercantile. You know, Ranger Doug, we've had several letters like that.
We sure have, Two Slim, and so what do you say we turn the spotlight... this segment of the show over to Woody Paul.
Great idea.
Oh, really? You really mean it, Ranger Doug?
Well, I sure do, Woody Paul. And what would you like to do for us tonight? A rousing fiddle number or perhaps a stirring recitation?
Or maybe one of the great tunes from the Woody Paul songbook.
Just whatever you want to do.
Oh, gosh, fellas. I know. I'd like to do my rope tricks.
Woody.
Woody. This is a radio show, Woody.
Well, gosh, I know, Ranger Doug, but it's a great chance for me to do my rope routine for the whole country. You know how the fans at our personal appearances love them.
Yes, I do. They sure do, Woody Paul, but this is a radio show is what I'm trying to tell you. The folks at home can't see the rope tricks.
Yeah, this is the theater of the mind, Woody. I realize that doesn't mean much to you. But to the folks at home, see, they...
But, Slim, that's why I want to do it. I understand it's the theater of the mind. And as a rope artiste, I want to stretch. I want to expand my artistic horizons.
But, Woody, I don't know.
Well, it's my segment, guys, and I want to do my rope tricks on the radio.
Okay, Woody, okay. Have it your way. Let's at least bring out somebody who knows your routine. Ladies and gentlemen, to narrate the rope tricks on the radio, please welcome the fourth or fifth smartest horse in the movies, Two Jaws.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Rope tricks on the radio. I don't believe Garrison Keillor ever done it this way.
No, I don't think so.
Folks, look into your radio now. You can see Woody Paul stretching as he prepares to do his great rope routine. Very important to avoid injury later on. He puts his lithe and sinuous body through its paces. Yes, the ritual prayer. Begging for talent. A cry that goes unanswered. Lo, these many, many...
I'm getting a busy signal, has he?
I believe he's on hold. Woody gets the routine off to a big start with the difficult flat loop. There it is, yeah. Round the horn and a nice recovery, Woody. Something the folks usually don't see. Here's the dangerous vertical loop. That's right. He is not wearing a glove. There's the butterfly and the reverse butterfly. And the dead butterfly. My personal favorite. The high priest of the hemp would now attempt to put his foot in it. Easy to do on Rider's Radio Theater. Carefully draws a bead on it and... Whoa, Woody, don't get dizzy there. Careful, Woody. Woody, don't get dizzy, Woody. The greats don't get dizzy, Woody. The greats will pick a little spot on the stage there and not follow the loop around every time, see?
Why, that's a great idea, Slim. I never thought of that before.
Actually, Slim is the little guy who's holding me. This goes awful fast, I know, Woody. If Slim didn't move his mouth so much, would that help? He roped his own calf. A lot of guys would have quit by now. But not the king. He's going to attempt the Texas skip, in which he will hurl his body through the quantum loop into another dimension and back. Wow. Nobody's more surprised than Woody. How about the cowboy wedding band? There it is, the cowboy wedding band. He turns and faces the adoring public.
Thank you so very, very much. God bless you for that warm and wonderful applause. I love each and every one of you so much. I'm certainly no Will Rogers.
No.
No, you're no Will Rogers, but you are Woody Paul, king of the clothesline, Two Jaws, fourth or fifth smartest horse in the movie.
Boy, gee, fellas, that really worked out okay, huh?
Yeah, it sure did, Woody.
Gee, maybe next week I can do my mime routine.
Great idea. Maybe I should bring my watercolors.
Wow.
We can do juggling or a fashion show, man.
Boys, oh, boys, boys. As they say down on the border, quit while you're ahead and sing a song.
Not bad advice, Texas Bix. Let's do one of our writer's originals at the end of the Rainbow Trail.
Yeah.
There's a pot of gold in just your name at the end of the Rainbow Trail. It's a little ranch on a grassy plain at the end of the Rainbow Trail.
Where the love light glows in your sweetheart's eyes when you sing a cowboy lullaby as you ride on home in the pale moonlight at the end of the Rainbow Trail. Yodel-ay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, ay. Ooh, ay, ay, ay.
Oh, the hillsides blaze with the sunset's rays at the end of the Rainbow Trail. When your work's all done and it's time for play at the end of the Rainbow Trail.
And your sweetheart smiles, cause she's the one that you embrace neath the setting sun. Oh, a cowboy's work is never done at the end of the Rainbow Trail. Yodel-ay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, ay. Yodel-ay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, ay. Ooh, ay, ay, ay. Yodel-ay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, ay. Yodel-ay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, ay. Ooh, ay, ay, ay. At the end of the Rainbow Trail.
You're listening to Riders Radio Theater, taped live before a sold-out crowd at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, Episode 7 of the exciting melodrama Meltdown on the Mesa. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, in our last episode, Riders in the Sky were just bedding down after an excruciatingly long day. A day that included the loss of their entire herd in a mysterious stampede and their luxurious fleece-lined bunkhouse in a fire of unknown origin. A day of landslides, a coffee pot genie.
Have a nice day.
And of being bushwhacked by the villainous Slocum and his heinous henchman, Charlie, right in their biscuits.
Nice piece of shooting, Charlie.
Thanks, Slocum.
And finally, a day that was over, or was it, when last we left our courageous cowboys, after a hearty meal of buzzard and beans and a good healthy dose of jug band music, they were nestled in their bedroll, softly sleeping. It was then that Ranger Doug noticed something wrong.
Psst. Texas Bix. Texas Bix. Isn't every episode of Meltdown on the Mesa supposed to end with a cliffhanger?
That's exactly right, Ranger Doug.
Oh, where is it?
Suddenly, without warning, the ground opened up and swallowed our courageous cowboy. Oh!
What's happening?
This is like a terrible nightmare.
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Time to find out once again, Too Slim, as we present Episode 7 of Meltdown on the Mesa. Don't worry, be happy.
Texas Bix, Ranger Doug, help me.
Slim,
help.
Slim, Too Slim, wake up. Wake up, partner, you're having a nightmare.
Yeah, wake up, Slim.
What in thunderation's going on?
Slim's just having a bad dream.
Wait, we're not falling?
Oh, no, no, you're not falling at all. You're okay.
I guess maybe that buzzard was a little ripe. Of course, it could have been the earthquake beans.
What a relief. I dreamed the earth opened up and swallowed us up. It didn't really happen, I guess.
No, it didn't really happen, Slim. It was just a cheesy plot device that Texas Bix came up with at the end of last week's episode.
Well, heck, I don't think I can go back to sleep now, fellas.
No, me either.
Well, there's plenty of night left. Toss another log on the fire there, Slim.
Oh, okay.
I think I'll warm us up a pot of joe. What do you think, boy?
Good idea, yeah. Side meat. Better make it decaf, though, or we'll never get back to sleep.
No. decaf. Oh, you namby-pamby. I'll make it a good 30 weight by Ned.
Boy, that fire sure does feel good, fellas. Hey, Ranger Doug, was that really just a number 6 yodel you used to get us out of that landslide back there?
Sure was, Woody.
Boy, Ranger Doug, tell us again how you learned that yodel. That's such a great story.
Yeah.
Well, as you boys know, it's really part of a bigger story.
Yeah, of how you became a ranger
back when you were Deputy Doug.
Well, that's right, it was. It all began long ago, right here in the...
Hold on. Wait for me. I want to hear this tale, too. Sure. Here you go, boy. Here's some coffee for you.
Thanks, side meat.
Thanks, side meat.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ranger Doug.
All set?
Tell us again about the yodel and the peach.
Well, let's see. It all began many years ago, like I say, right here in the old Triple X. And, well, say, maybe I could get Texas Bix to give me a hand here.
I'd be glad to, Ranger Doug. It all began many years ago.
Beautiful job, Texas Bix. And Woody, perhaps you could give us a little transitional music.
Yes, it was many years ago. Ranger Doug, then Deputy Doug, had responded to an amazing offer on the back of a matchbook cover. A mail order course leading to a ranger degree.
Gosh, isn't it about time to blow out that candle and go to sleep, Deputy Doug?
What time is it anyway?
It's past midnight, Slim, but I can't put the candle out yet. I'm taking my final exams to become a ranger.
So that's why you've been doing all that roping and riding, target shooting, brass polishing, and teeth flossing.
Right, Char, Slim. I'm not going to be a banjo player at Shakey's the rest of my life. I'm going to be a ranger.
Gosh.
Well, I guess it might be a pretty good idea to have a ranger around the house.
2 weeks later.
Mail call for Riders in the Sky. Let's see here in the mailbag. A Western Horseman, that's for me. Oh, here's the new Fredericks of Deadwood catalog for you, Woody.
Oh, boy, thanks, Slim. Wow, look at these peekaboo cinches. Wow.
Hey, let me have a gander at that.
Hey, get your own, you old coot.
Here's a package for you, side meat.
Oh, it's my new Christie Lane 8-track.
Did you get the book too, old-timer?
No, I don't like reading all that much.
Deputy Doug, this big brown envelope's for you.
Gosh, my ranger test grades.
How'd you do?
Let's see. Western history, A+.
Oh.
Tracking, A+.
Oh.
Ranger lore, A+.
Wow.
Western vocabulary, you old sidewinder, A+.
Oh, boy. Gee.
Script reading, C+.
Oh.
That's okay. It's an elective.
Well, gosh, Deputy Doug, does that mean you're a ranger now?
No, not yet, Woody. It says right here I have one more test to pass. I must go on a quest into the wilderness of East Texas.
A quest?
A quest?
For what?
To meet the perfect master ranger.
Well, let's saddle up.
Yeah, let's get going.
Hold it right there, boys. I have to go on this one alone.
We thought you might say that.
And so it was that a few weeks later, Deputy Doug, astride his young, impetuous pony, Beetlebomb, found himself trekking through the great dismal swamp of East Texas.
Come on, Beetlebomb. Gotta keep going. Come on, boy. I know it's muddy, filthy, and dismal. We can't rest until we find the perfect master ranger. Come on, boy, lift those feet up. It's only mud. Come on, pick up those... It's not mud! It's quicksand! You're sinking! I'm sinking! We're sinking! It's up to your forelegs! Oh, you're up to your chest! If I can get my rope, I'll lasso that tree and... I can't get it! You're up to your neck, and so am I! Is this the end? Have I... failed in my quest?
Is this the end? Has Deputy Doug failed in his quest? Is Beetlebomb a proper name for a hero's horse? To find out, tune in next week when you'll hear Deputy Doug say...
Oh, fudge! I may never be a ranger. I may never see a Montana sunrise again. I may never get to hear... Side Meat's Christie Lane tape.
And Too Slim and Woody Paul say...
Well, that's some consolation.
It's excitement you won't want to miss. Episode 8 of Meltdown on the Mesa. Song of the Swamp.
And now here again are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky with a classic of the West.
Thank you, Texas Mix. For our classic of the West, we'd like to do a beautiful old favorite now everyone knows, Home on the Range. And we'd like to send this one out to Little Clue Cotter, who listens to Riders Radio Theater over KCBX in San Luis Obispo, California.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Let's get everybody to sing with us, boys. Come on now.
Home, home on the range.
Whoa, that's okay.
Where the deer and the antelope.
I was just kidding.
Play.
There's three of us up here. We can handle it all right.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Oh, how often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light of the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
On Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club. Write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. This has been a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions in Nashville, Tennessee. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Bix Bender. Our flight commander is David Skepner. The production foreman is Bert Salmon. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinker. For WPLN Productions, the executive producer is Brenda Loftus. Recording engineers are Cactus Carl Peterson and Tombstone Tom Knox. The recording assistant is Henry Fennell. The producer is Geronimo Judy Liff. And the station manager is Alvin Bolt. Guests of Riders Radio Theater stay in the luxury of their own homes in return for this promotional announcement. This is Texas Big Spender saying see you next week at this Theater of the Mind. So long, Saddle Pals.
Stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Oh, I would not exchange my old home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Lo-dee, 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 lo-dee.
I think we got it.